Welcome back to America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and Leslie Gold. This is the place to be for all interesting conversation and interviews with fascinating people. Jeffrey Hazlett is one of these fascinating people, a multi-talented individual who is busy all the time because he runs businesses, he consults, he has a radio program, a television program, does live events. Jeffrey is an international leader in marketing, business, and public relations. Comes from the corporate world, former chief marketing officer for Eastman Kodak, and now CEO of his own company, the Hazlett Group. Fascinating guy, new radio program, a podcast. All of his shows have to do with the story behind business people and what fuels their success, find out about their failures, what makes them move forward, all of the information anybody would want to know about what it takes to run a business. And Jeffrey certainly knows the answer to that because he's been doing it for a long time. He's got a new podcast. It's available on play.it as well as on C-Suite Radio. There's C-Suite Radio. There's the C-Suite Book Club. There's C-Suite Television. So the very first question for Jeffrey is to explain, for people who don't know, what the C-Suite is.
Well, the C-suite stands for all those officers in a corporation or company that have the letter chief or C in front of it. So chief executive officer, chief marketing officer, chief financial officer, and the like. That's typically what you refer to as the C-suite. So those executive officers that typically sit on the top floor of a company, hence the word C-suite.
Well, you were one of those guys, are one of those guys. Give me a little bit of your background, Jeffrey, how this all began, this whole business career. You come from West Virginia?
I originally born in West Virginia. My father was in the military, so we've lived all over the world at some point in our lives, mostly in the United States, transferring from Air Force Base to Air Force Base. But then I went to a small private school in South Dakota for college called Augustana College for home of lots of Lutherans, and then went on to get involved in politics, worked through politics and the House and Senate staff, became a lobbyist for a number of years, and then that was an outreach of a PR firm that we had, and then I went on to buying and selling companies. I bought and sold over 250 companies, over $25 billion in transactions, and then worked my way as part of that into the Fortune 100. I was a C-level executive at a Fortune 100 company. It was a $17 billion company. I left there about 5 years ago and started my own companies again. And as an outreach of that, I created the C-Suite Network. And then along with that, television shows and my newest radio show.
What a tremendous trajectory of a career, Jeffrey. You are an entrepreneur. You've created your own business, and it's a successful one. But there are pitfalls that occur. You know, when you're in a job and you have a steady paycheck with direct deposit and a 401k and paid vacation, it's one thing. When you're out on your own as your own boss and responsible for everything, it's a completely different experience. Explain that transition for me, going from corporate job to full-time entrepreneur.
Well, I don't know if I ever get out of it. You know, Fran Tarkenton, I once listened to Fran Tarkenton speak about, I don't know, at least 30 years ago, I think, is where it was. Most people know Fran mostly as a football player, but he's also very much an entrepreneur. And he once made a comment that said, if you haven't laid awake at night wondering how to make payroll, then you haven't lived, you know. And quite frankly, that's the way it is. Everybody talks about my successes, but I can surely, you know, point to a whole list of failures as well. That's just part of doing business, and you just need to, you know, understand that I'm one of those guys. A friend of mine used to be governor of the state of South Dakota, and he said, Jeff, you're gonna risk it a million times over, and he's right, and was right. He unfortunately is no longer with us these days, but you know, I'm always risking things. I'm always out there because I know that we can get it done, and I'm not afraid to do that. Sometimes I risk a little bit more than I should, and that catches me and kicks me in their butt, but you know, that's just part of the nature of what you do.
Thank you for that, Jeffrey. I think it's really important to know about failures. We don't talk enough about failures. It's really important. Tell me about the C-Suite Network, the whole shebang. There's a lot going on there.
Well, you know, about 8-9 years ago, quite frankly, I was in my job as a CMO of Kodak, and a friend of mine and colleague, actually was my former CEO of another company. At one time, he was working with me, and we came up with this idea of creating the CEO network. But there was nothing for a whole team. And when I came out of Kodak and then went off to do my own thing, we started then saying, okay, let's gear this up. And then when my television show came out on Bloomberg called The C-Suite with Jeffrey Hazlett, you know, we had such a great success because it allowed people to focus in on, you know, the whole C-suite. And it's not just one person, it's a team. And while there are great organizations for individual groups, there wasn't anything for a whole team. And so then we started looking at, well, who do we target? You know, do we target entrepreneurs or do we target, you know, smaller businesses or medium businesses or large businesses? And then we started looking at, you know, the number of businesses that are in North America. There's roughly 8 million businesses. You take out the mom and pops and the farmers that are out there, you know, all backbones of the country. But you take those out, and, you know, out of 27 million, you're left with 8 million. Of the 8 million businesses, you start looking at them, and 7.5 of those are between $1 million and $10 million. There are 585,000 businesses between $10 million to $100 million. There are 15,000 businesses that are $100 million to $1 billion, and 7,500 businesses that are greater than $1 billion. And then if you look at the B2B spend, where the real money is spent, about 95% of the B2B spend, which is the main spend, it goes with businesses over 10 million. So roughly 600,000 businesses out of the 8 million, you know, are controlling most of the spend. Well, it was very clear that we wanted to focus on businesses that are greater than 10 million and then focus on that C-suite. And that was the sweet spot of the C-suite. So, and so that's our focus. And so our C-suite network focuses on that group. And then, you know, we make content through our C-suite TV, our C-suite radio, our book club, and we provide that content. And that's, of course, be by entrepreneurs, whether you got no business or some business or you got, you know, a lot of business. And so we're making TV and radio shows for that audience as well.
And you do live events as well. I believe you have an event coming up in Boston.
Right. We do at least 3 conferences a year. They're invite only. You must be this tall to get in. You must be $10 million or greater. So we do 3 of those conferences. So, and they're mostly interviews on stage, which we turn into television episodes as well. So people who don't get to come do get the value of seeing at least some of the stuff that's going on there. And we've just been having a great response. We've already had 2 of those conferences this last year, and this year we have 3, March in Boston, June in Chicago, and November in San Francisco.
Now, although you have a business model that is for a certain segment of the population with the conferences and with your online community that you also have and your book club, a lot of the media that you produce can be consumed by anybody. And now you have a new program called All Business with Jeffrey Hazlett, available on Play.it and on C-Suite as well. You get to interview some really fascinating people on your program, Jeffrey. Tell me about some of your guests and particularly somebody who has really impressed you.
Gene Simmons and Kevin Jonas and Piers Morgan and Damon Job and Ivanka Trump, Arianna Huffington, Barbara Corcoran. And these are folks that talk about their business of their business and also the things that they've learned. You know, like Gene Simmons, I mean, runs KISS for 40 years now. But you talk about a licensing maniac. But one of the greatest things I had an interview with him was the first job he ever had when he was 6 years old. And his experience of that in a small village in Israel, because he's from Israel to begin with, and then moved here when he was 8. And he tells me about that experience, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful story.
When you and your team are looking for guests to be on your show, besides being a successful entrepreneur, what else are you looking for in a potential guest?
I think they've got to have something to say, right? Meaning, it's got to be worthy of listening to. We tend to pick people who are a little bit controversial, have large social followings, because this is the new network.
Very smart strategy. That makes sense. You probably have noticed that with the consumer, there's a huge interest in stories about business. Think about Undercover Boss on television, Shark Tank, Marcus Lemonis. People seem really fascinated by this topic.
Valerie, I think we're doing it smart now. We're making it interesting. You know, people talk about, you know, podcasts or listening to this interview or watching the television show. They'll say, well, it's got to be short because people's attention spans are short. But that's, in my opinion, is bull. Look, if it's good content, you'll watch it.
You'll stay.
Exactly.
Well, I want to thank you for staying for my conversation with Jeffrey Hazlett, founder and CEO of the Hazlett Group and a creator of all kinds of content from radio to television to book club to online community to live events. You can check out Jeffrey's new show, All Business with Jeffrey Hazlett, on csuiteradio.com and on play.it. I'm Valerie Smaldone, along with my co-host Leslie Gold. Great having you here on this edition of America Weekend.
America Weekend. Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How much do you hate exercise? Well, finally, there's a reason to love it. But of course, check with your physician before you start. Here's the science of it. Let's take a lesson from lab rats that exercise. It seems that these rodents not only have stronger muscles, but exhibit several really great side effects. Get this. 4 weeks of exercise and the well-toned rat had 20% more blood vessels in their brain. So a little exercise a day yields toned muscles, a better memory, less fatigue, and a better mood. Also, get this. The rats seemed happier. They weren't even as aggressive. What's the cheap psychological trick? A little exercise, about 4 weeks worth, could make you happier in your rat race world. You could go far with big muscles, big brain, and a better attitude. Would love to hear from you, really. Drop me a line at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Last month, Ted was required to report for jury duty. Ted's boss was unhappy, but by law, has to give employees time off for jury service. But when Ted opened last month's paycheck, it was 2 weeks short. He feels this is unfair because he was required by law to serve on jury duty. Ted's boss argues that the county already paid him $15 a day, so he shouldn't get paid twice. Can Ted's boss dock his pay while he's doing his civic duty? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Actually, Ted's boss is right. Most employers are not required to pay employee wages while they're away serving on a jury. And that's the final verdict.